slobbering on cucumbers and
I got my boy Miles to my right. I got my man Bunkhard to the left. Say what's up, y'all.
What's good, bro? Talking with the population, man.
So, you know, it's 4 a.m. in Fort Wayne, so I'm going to call this episode 4 a.m. in Fort Wayne. And this is the, you know what I'm saying, Stacks podcast. I am your gracious host, Sam Stacks, also known as Andre Grant. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about this top 50 rappers of all time list that has been going, circulating through the internet. I've been seeing a lot of bullshit-ass lists, so we're going to chop it up. I got two musicians with me, and hopefully they can give me some good...
pH balance is at the age of 21 plus. This grown woman out here with a bad pH balance and don't know why. Refrigerator full of Faygo and caffeinated drinks, caffeinated beverages, Sprite every other fucking day.
No, there's so many names you could put though, like, cause I seen a top.
Hot Girl Summer. I wish I had effects, I'd do the little drum shit right there. But yeah, man, just, you know, as far as the podcast go, this is a little bit off topic right now, but you know, just as far as the podcast is concerned, just let me know where I can improve at. You know, this is the very first episode. I'm just taking it real chill. I'm not really taking it too serious as of right now. As the series progresses, I'll end up getting a lot of people on, a lot of people that you guys want to hear on, or a couple niggas that I just feel have some intelligence on them that can actually teach you little niggas something, because you niggas don't know nothing in my Bunkhard voice. Yeah, continue it on with the Hot Girl Suburb. And there's like this little, I guess, clash of the city boys and the city girls.
I'm chopping them off.
You can't get
by land, by so much. We done blew these niggas out. We done blew the chicks out. Because I done seen niggas juggling two bitches at the same time. They knowing about it. We got bitches fighting over niggas. We got a whole bunch of shit that we been doing, but I guess we just, you know, we done put a magnifying glass on how player niggas actually can be. And that's what's gonna walk us into our second topic, which is how to be a player 101. Now, the first rule to me, this is all my opinion on how to be a player 101. I'm not going off nobody else's game but mine. To be a true to the game player, oh shit, that's Keisha. Damn, my bad, I'm not editing this out too, this is all raw. But yeah. So yeah, so in order to be a player 101, for my true to the game players, I'm only talking to the ones who can keep a 7 and up. It's really pushing it. I'm gonna say 7 and up for my true to the game players. In order to be a true player, you got to be able to juggle these 7s and ups to dimes. And this is where it gets tricky at. Well, for my true players, it's not. You got to keep it 100% real at the same time while you're doing this. Now, this does not mean you cannot...
I'm about to kill y'all with my 10. Y'all gonna be like,
yeah. I already know your
You don't know my 10.
Oh, okay. I got DMX. I just fuck with DMX heavy.
Okay. Yeah.
All the time. I got okay. DMX in there. Ooh. My last one is about 5 niggas I want to put there.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's the millennial.
Young Thug.
Or he's born in 2000s.
Nah, for real, though. Future. No cap.
No, you just capped.
No, Future top can't. 10.
What the hell?
I don't think Future can't be top 10.
Nigga, never in his life.
Who over Future?
Nigga, everybody the letters over Future.
Name too.
Ooh.
Baby. Thug. Yeah, he is over Future.
Thug, maybe. Thug, arguably.
Ludacris, T.I.
You can say Lil Baby.
Gucci Man, Young Jeezy.
You can say Gucci Man.
Do I gotta keep going?
You can say Gucci Man.
No, Future do make some slap stuff.
Yeah, but it's not a lot of niggas you can put with Future. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna cap.
Did you give us your last one?
I didn't get our last one. Hey, that's tough. A top 10. The last one is tough.
Fuck it.
Could make this last one.
Fuck it, bro. Put Chingy in there.
You said, bling bling.
I'm
you have to be actually busy, and by busy I mean you have to be getting your finances in order. I know y'all all heard the saying, no romance without finance. Now that's the oldest game I can teach you right there. Cause you gotta have your money together. You gotta have your finances in order. Now if you're someone whose finances not in order, that don't mean you can't bag dimes. I didn't had dimes. Nigga, I didn't had nothing. Not nothing. You come over to the crib, you might see a futon and cup noodles. And I'm probably pushing a scrape. But you know what? You gotta remain confident at all times in order to be a true to the game player / Mac. You can't falter, you can't wither. And
that's Drake.
Yes, of course. Drake will make everybody talk to you.
Got to.
Come on, Stacks. Oh, Tupac.
You say J. Cole?
I don't fuck with J. Cole like that. What? Biggie.
Oh, wow.
That's eight. I got two more.
Yeah, Ludacris better than J. Cole.
What? Oh, Ludacris is a legit super OG.
You said Ludacris better than J. Cole.
Bruh, I don't like J. Cole. I thought this was my top 10.
Oh, it is. God. I'm just saying.
I gotta have my top 10 for myself, bro.
I just said that's cool.
Dude, all right, dude. I got two I'm more.
Just saying, that sucks.
Niggas is gonna hate me for this one.
I am.
Niggas is gonna hate me for this one, bro. But this not even on my list, but honorable mention. I gotta say Nipsey. Is that fucked up?
How's that fucked up?
Because niggas gonna be like, oh, you ain't fuck with this nigga until he died.
Bro. It don't be true to the game player. You gotta be a hustler. And this don't mean you can't have a job. Yes, you can have a job. You can do all that. You know? You just gotta make sure your finances are in order for you to have your pick of the litter and not date down. We got a lot of players out here that think they're players because they're dating down. Because they don't believe they can get someone that they're worthy of getting. They may feel like they're too flawed to get the bad chick, so they settle for that 7, that 6, that 5. You know, we see girls doing this all the time. There'll be a fucking 12 on the scale. Dating so goddamn down, it don't make no goddamn sense. You like, what the fuck is going on? Curving niggas left and right. That's because girls have a more of an insecurity problem than males. So they date down a lot. Now, for that guy, he's probably winning, but he knows that at one fell swoop, it's all over for him. And he's back to, he won't know what to do with that ever again. These are the guys that you see with that one fine ass baby mother. And they're ugly as catch. And they're ugly as dog shit. You got that fine ass baby mama though. You like, what the fuck? He had to put that deposit down. And let niggas know I'm staying here. That don't mean you can't fuck niggas baby mamas, because we all done been there and dipped down on a nigga baby mama before. Waiting for them kids to go to sleep. Waiting for her to find a sitter. We all done been there. We all done been there. But yet, on some another tip on how to be a true player of the game is you can't lie. Did I always say that? I think I said be real, but oh well, we're raw with it. Can't lie. I said remain busy. Finances in order. Oh yeah, this goes without saying. You got to make sure you when you step out, you're always clean as you can be. Always as clean as you can be. Always clean. Come on, let me think of something. Hold on, let me hit this Keisha. This is when I would usually have probably some smooth little Mac-ish music in the background. I'll probably start taking calls sometime soon, just call into the show type shit. And we'll probably start asking the viewers questions and shit like that and see how people feel about shit, you know? Relationship advice. How to get buddy. All the shit that really matter, that count, you know? But yeah, though, I just want to take this time to say, free my nigga Mills, RIP J-Vo. Oh yeah. All right. The third and final topic is my thoughts on immigration and mass shootings. Sheesh. My bad, y'all. This is a very choppy first episode, but oh well, I'm by myself. I'm chilling. I'm cooling. Yeah. So immigration and mass shootings. I'm going to start with immigration first. As far as immigration is concerned, I feel like each race. Well, all right. Before we get to the races, let's just start with the country. America. America was founded by indigenous people. White folks came, fucked shit up, brought niggas with them to build for free. Niggas got free. Before that, they Indians and white folks slaughtered the Indians. We gotta throw that in there. Slaughtered the Indians, had niggas build shit. The niggas built this land. After building the land, they start accepting immigrants from other parts of Europe into America. The other immigrants were kind of in a fucked up situation because the other type of white folks wouldn't allow Jewish people, Italian people to have their certain rights until the black man got free, the black man and the black woman got free. This is just my opinion, by the way. Got free, so then the black numbers started to go up, so they decided to accept other minority groups that, I guess, portrayed themselves as being white, like such as lighter skin and shit like that. So they let the Jews and the Italians and all the other white folks that say they aren't white but are white. They gave them certain stimulus packages in order to put them ahead as a culture group in America to make sure that they're in a better situation generationally for their, I guess, children, grandchildren, you know, just to live right. So, with that being said, I guess the Mexican people, which some of them do consider themselves to be Caucasian, don't let them confuse you. And the black folks were kind of left to guess fend for themselves while the other Caucasian European groups had some sort of foundation to where they can make a living and make some type of life better than what they had before. So while the black folks are doing that, and the Mexicans, you know, I guess shit was going good, going. So then we get to 2019, and motherfuckers today are saying Mexicans who are here illegally from their native country, or Hispanic people that are here illegally from their native country, are to get out because you're here illegally. And then we have motherfuckers saying that's not right. You know, it's 2019. Let them in. All right. Okay. I get all that. Let them in. America was founded by immigrants. So how about we just accept immigrants? That's cool. The only thing I have a problem with is if they are illegal in the country, like they're not supposed to be here, how can you get mad for a motherfucker snatching someone from their family who is not supposed to be here? Although it's very a sad situation and very tragic, but when it's all said and done, there is a such thing. We do need border security so people who are not supposed to be here aren't here. I mean, we do have to keep the country safe in the same spot. I don't care what you think about it like that. But yeah, we do have a lot of good Hispanic people who are trying to get into this country and make an honest living and do right by people and all that. So they try to do their best to get out of a bad situation. And I understand that. I would do the exact same thing if I was in their position. If I was a good guy, I would risk going to a country illegally and trying to sneak in and make a living, you know? But if I was to get caught, I'm going over there with a conscious decision to where I know if I get caught, I'm going back home and I cannot see my family ever again, but it's worth the risk. And that's what a lot of these motherfuckers got to understand, bro. Like, I don't know how to get into the country. If you want to, like, become a citizen of the United States, I don't know how that works. But I'm pretty sure it shouldn't be that hard if you really want to become a citizen of the United States. Unless we're just super overpopulated, which I don't think we are. I don't know. I never filled out a citizen. I was born here. I don't know how that works. I don't know the process of going to become a citizen of the United States. All right. With that being said, that's my little spiel on immigration. I feel like each race should probably stick to what they know. I know black folks probably want to feel like we should help. We should worry about Hispanic immigrants coming into the country illegally and trying to get them citizenship. But if they cannot do it the right way, I don't know what the fuck to tell y'all, because we're already in a fucked up situation. I can only speak for black folks. Black folks, we should not be trying to be on this Hispanic immigrant bandwagon in order to feel like, okay, we're already in a fucked up situation. We can't afford to waste any more time worrying about other shit, because it's so much shit going on with black people specifically, and don't no one speak up for us. So we should probably stay in our own lane for the moment being. Let the Hispanic people fix what the Hispanic people need to fix, because that is none of our business. We need to worry about, nigga, how the fuck is we gonna come up and stop being shot down and all this other shit that we gotta worry about and overthrow this bullshit ass government. Okay, as far as the mass shootings goes, the mass shootings are obviously done by white supremacist terrorists who really feel like they just did some hardcore action movie ass shit and feel like they're dying for a cause. They're so with the shit that they don't give a fuck how many years they did. They don't give a fuck how many fuck, if they get the electric chair or none of that shit. They don't care if they get shot in the head on the scene, because they so with the shit, they don't give a fuck. And that shows how fucking, you know, determined they are to do some fucking bullshit and how crazy these motherfuckers are. They're not mentally ill. They're just that fucking dedicated that they will fucking read the Bible and think that some shit is about them and that they the true, you know, just a whole bunch of shit that religion does anyway and corrupts their fucking mind. So now they're thinking they're actually fighting for their God or whatever, the same God that some of you guys serve. And it's just wild as fuck, because then we got motherfuckers at the age of 16, 17, ready to go kill a whole entire, let me think the right word to use. I'm going to use a good word. One sec. An entire class of students. How about that? That's not really as good, but. And by class of students, I mean like a high school class of students. Like, you know, the class of 2014, the class of 2015. Not a classroom of kids. A class of people. That's how much they're willing to kill type shit. We got motherfuckers walking into Walmarts and literally shooting anybody that fucking moves, you know? So, and then, like, a lot of people think that if we just ban gun laws and shit like that, like, take their guns away, like, take the citizens' guns away, that's gonna be a good thing. Motherfucker, I need my motherfucking gun, because, nigga, what the fuck? I need to be able to defend myself and the people I love. What the hell if I just look like turning over some weapons? It's really, like, I think for, like, the gun laws, we just need a stricter way to possess these. Like, in order to, like, fucking carry an assault weapon, I feel like you have to go through a certain amount of training to be able to say, hey, he has enough discipline to fucking, you know, carry an assault weapon and shit like that. Some motherfuckers will pass that shit and still go do it too, I guess you could say that. So shit, I don't really know, bro. It's really just like a catch. It's really like a Russian roulette type of thing, bro, because I gotta say the elephant in the room. It's only white people doing this shit, bro. So how the fuck, like, you don't see niggas, Asian people, you don't see that shit going on, bro. It really just be white people doing that shit, bro. And I'm not even racist. My best friends be white, but y'all got some shit that y'all need to fucking figure out, bro, because that shit is fucking nuts. Why the fuck every time I gotta look on the news about some shit getting shot up, it's always a fucking white person doing it on some other shit? Like, what the hell? And then the news be like, oh, he was 17 and oh, he was I'm like, bro, try to make it sound so goddamn sweet. Like, bro, come on, bro. Say, call it for what it is, bro. These niggas is terrorists, bro, you know? Well, I'm seeing, like, some of these shits, like the nigga who shot up the spot in Dayton, Ohio. I seen some article that said he was a fucking white supremacists, Satanists, and all this other shit. So I'm just like, yeah, you fit the fucking white supremacy mold to a T, nigga. That they, why aren't they not just, you know, saying this nigga's just a, I don't know why they don't think that this shit is more of a problem than what it is. Why do they think this, all this shit is unrelated? Like, no, bro, this shit is not all unrelated, bro. This shit is all related as fuck. They all on the same type of time, you know? Yeah, bro, this shit's kind of nuts, but, you know, it's kind of, it's just weird, bro. But that's going to be my little spiel for the day. I think I went for a cool little time, 23, 24 minutes off the top. It could have been better, could have been worse. We'll see how we get over time. I think for the next episode, I'm just going to have some a couple homies join. So we're just going to see how that goes. But yeah, thank you for listening. For those who listened, if anyone listened at all, this is, you know what I'm saying, Stacks Podcast, signing out.
What the fuck made you start being a Rams fan?
Like? But they had Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, where they had just superstars everywhere.
And they was going to Super Bowl.
It was just really just showtime, you know? It was really just cold. And I just, you know,
you said
hopped on the bandwagon, best team.
And you said you couldn't fall off, though.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, they got ass. But we had Steven Jackson as a cover in the back. I just seen the light, bro. Mm-hmm. Now we back in there. Mm-hmm. Come on, we got Ty Gurley, Goff. Then we lost Sue. But still, we going back, bro.
Shit, bro, my favorite team been butt for so goddamn long.
Ooh. Oh, my God. The Lions will never see a championship. They had Barry Sanders.
We had the best running back ever, bro.
And the best, like, one of the best wide receivers, Calvin Johnson.
Hell yeah.
They had Megatron. I seen him live. He was cold. Like, no. He was like Julio on crack. He was like, Julio Jones
look crazy. That shit was so random when he retired, bro.
He had to, bro. Y'all not giving me nothing. No, when? That's what Barry Sanders did. Retired out of nowhere.
That's Ocho Cinco, right? No, not Megatron. Megatron's
Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson. Ocho Cinco's Chad Johnson.
That's what I thought you said. How y'all feel about Reggie Wayne?
Oh, he was cold. He's definitely cold for the Colts.
He was cold.
I used to play with the Colts before he moved,
sleeper goat.
Sleeper goat.
You know, like
everybody. I thought he was like a household, you know.
Yeah, he is, especially though. But I don't think he get that respect though. You know, like when niggas start talking wide receivers, niggas really don't be saying Reggie Wayne. I don't know. Yeah. If I name like top five wide receivers, you think anybody say Reggie Wayne?
Nigga might though. No, because I fucked with Reggie Wayne.
You did
on Madden and shit.
I don't know.
It just makes. I thought he was the best player on the Colts.
Yeah.
Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson. You know.
I think Antonio Brown, you can take that motherfucker over. Reggie Wayne. Did you know Antonio Brown is? Yeah, oh, I thought you forgot. You forgot who played with Reggie Wayne? Did you not know the other receiver? Yeah, think hard. I'm making you look it up. All right, it starts with H, bro. I don't know shit.
Oh my God, y'all don't know this.
No, I know it,
bro.
It
was cold,
bro. What's his name?
Yeah, who is it?
You know, like Harrison or something?
Yeah.
For the Colts? Then they had the tight end.
What about T.Y. Hinton?
What was the tight end? The Colts had a little squad.
Shit.
Y'all don't know about football, bro.
I don't know shit. Alright, how about top five favorite foods?
Actually, who gonna be the best rookie this year in the NBA? You said that's easy. Yeah, who the best rookie then?
I think John Morant.
Hell no.
He
gotta compete with too many goddamn cold ass guards.
I feel like he's gonna be straight though, because he in a good system. He went to Memphis, bro. It's set up good for him to succeed.
So what do you think, he gonna have to be like Mike Conley or something? Or are you gonna be better than Mike Conley?
He ain't never gonna get close to Mike Conley.
Ooh.
Mike Conley's a Hall of Famer.
Who about this?
What?
don't know if
nigga, he what ain't Mike Conley from Indiana?
What has Mike Conley done? Mike Conley, you ain't done nothing, bro.
No.
You have not done nothing. Nigga, you nice? Bro, so, nice. There's so many nice niggas, bro. Yeah. They went to a conference finals.
He's
been in the playoffs, nigga. Don't act like niggas don't remember that playoff when the Memphis Grizzlies was going to the playoffs every year and giving niggas a hard time. Zebo, Mike Conley, Marc Gasol. Y'all remember how crunchy?
So now you in the Hall of Fame for giving niggas a run for their money, man.
Nigga, no, I'm in the Hall of Fame because
now you in the Hall of Fame.
Anybody can make a Hall of Fame, bro.
That's
Hall of Fame
really don't count. If niggas just talking about giving a nigga a run for some money,
everybody, now y'all say anybody,
everybody in the Hall of Fame.
Well, damn, in my bunk voice. Well, damn, everybody gonna make the Hall of Fame, man. If everybody gonna make the Hall of Fame,
bro, I seen a nigga like Maurice Cheeks in the Hall of Fame.
But I'm done.
I don't think Mike Conley, like, John Morant could be better than Mike Conley.
I think so too.
But I don't know. He might not be better than Mike Conley. That's not.
Y'all know what y'all saying, bro?
Mike Conley got that D.
Y'all literally telling me a real. Y'all.
He just never won shit.
But really?
Y'all trying to tell me John Morant has a better chance in Memphis than what Mike Conley had? When Mike Conley was literally.
Oh, Mike Conley didn't really do shit for
different,
him.
Bro. What? It's different times, bro. It might be just the right situation.
Bro, Mike Conley is your favorite. I guarantee you, Mike Conley is probably your favorite basketball player. Nigga, that's how nigga.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga LeBron.
I don't know how much I respect Mike Conley.
No, y'all don't.
But I don't know how much
do.
I respect.
No, y'all don't.
Him. I definitely do.
But I think there's a lot of point guard better than Mike Conley.
Nigga, he's the only. He's like one of the very few two-way guards that's gonna play defense that can literally hold any guard.
He's gonna run the show. That's a fact.
I think he better.
And you play. You're not even. You listen. You haven't even been on a strap team, nigga, ever in your life. All you did, you know, you had a good team.
Who you play for now?
He plays for Jazz, Utah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good fit.
Is he better than Chris Paul?
No.
I think so.
Mike Conley?
Mike Conley.
You just all over the place.
You don't think Mike Conley's better than Chris Paul?
I don't think Mike Conley's better than Chris Paul, but I got you probably quoted on this recording. It's probably saying dogging the shit out Mike Conley, but then you're going to say Mike Conley better than Chris Paul. When I know for a fact Chris Paul is more distinguished than Mike Conley. Although Chris Paul never been to a conference
finals. That's what I'm saying. When you really
think
about
it,
Chris Paul.
That was his first one.
And Chris Paul always had good teams. I think Mike Conley more effective. If it's Mike Conley on the Rockets, they the win. Okay.
Hell the fuck no.
In that game seven.
Nigga, I'm kicking Chris Paul.
Hell.
Or I'm kick Chris.
Nigga.
Nigga, Chris Paul is a bum.
What?
Chris Paul is my.
That's all, folks. We'll talk to you guys. What is this nigga talking about?
Nigga, Chris Paul is a bum.
Chris Paul is a bum.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning. He's probably sleepy.
Yeah, no. It is 4 o'clock in the morning.
He's tired. He's a little bit cranky.
What makes Chris Paul good?
Better passer. Better, way better IQ. Way better IQ.
I don't think so.
Defense.
Never, nigga. Never. Chris Paul is small, bro.
What?
He's 6 foot. That's why you should like him.
Conley like 6'3".
He's 6'1".
Chris Paul?
Mike Conley.
Yeah, right.
He is. Why would I lie to you? I'm not about to lie to you about his height.
We're going to go.
You never even. Mike Conley never made an All-Star game. We're going to start with that. Chris Paul been a 9. Any other things you would.
Bro, he know he said that bullshit.
Bro, what are you talking about, bro?
Bro, Chris Paul, you never done nothing.
You're
bro,
a bum.
Look, but listen to this. He said Chris Paul.
I hope so.
Chris Paul is too little. Chris Paul is 6-time steel champ.
He don't know nothing.
He don't know nothing.
You see, he got the Cleveland Cavaliers shirt. Oh, he has a Cleveland Cavaliers shirt on, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Nigga don't know nothing. You in love with the Midwest. That's what's wrong with you.
I hoop stacks, by the way.
Yeah.
In real life.
This nigga ain't been to a hoop session yet in his life.
What?
Nigga, we know you hoop outside. That's how I know you not hitting on shit.
I hoop outside.
That's how I respect.
What's wrong with hooping outside?
What's wrong with hooping outside? It's rough out there, man.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. This is where we really get it in at, bro.
That's for the record, this nigga Miles ain't hooped in a real life gymnasium with hardwood floors in probably about a year. He's on the gravel.
See, bro, come on, don't be on wax capping.
He said, if you want a one on one, he said Sunday afternoon, meet him at the reservoir.
Come on, bro.
he said hoop session at the reservoir at 3 o'clock Sunday.
Yeah.
He said he gonna get a beer.
Nigga wanna hop on wax.
You see, bro, that's how they gonna do it.
Get in the gym.
That's how they gonna do it.
101.
Get in the gym.
101 Miles stacks.
No, literally, Miles. I don't even want to do that to you, bro.
Yeah.
And it's not for the podcast. I don't want to do that to you, bro.
We doing it tomorrow, then.
We
doing it tomorrow, bro.
It's not about to be a good game.
We do it tomorrow, bro. Oh. I love it, bro. The niggas that talking. I don't talk. This ain't what you want, man.
I love it, man.
I
love it. You my mans, bro. I don't want to. He think I'm about to play and let him snow. He won't dribble. You won't get a shot over my head.
Stacks, you're a bum. You're a bum.
All
right,
bro.
You're like Charles Barkley, little bro.
Where do you want to get in there? Like Charles Barkley in the face. All right. This nigga got jokes. So when do you want to get in there, bro?
Bro, I don't care, bro. We be outside, inside. Don't make me a difference, bro.
Hey, this nigga look like Delonte West right now, by the way.
What do you say?
Delonte West.
Nigga used to say that when I was a kid and shit.
Oh, shit.
Delonte fucking West. You fuck with Brown Mom.
Nigga, he used to play for Cavaliers. That's why you got that shit on.
Dutch, my big brother, bro.
Bro, don't be saying that, bro, but my nigga Brown either, bro.
Hey, Brown, my nigga, bro. No disrespect.
No, bro, no. No disrespect. We got you on wax, bro. No, it's just that Brown, your nigga now, bro.
Brown is my man.
Brown never.
Facts is facts, man. Hey, man. Them want the cars I wanted to deal.
He's like, man, you ain't pick this life.
Come on, bro. All right, bro. Should be a lot
different. Damn, bro.
You said this how dirty the game get. Delonte West would be fucking your mom.
Bro, that is a dirty teammate.
Yo,
so is it like proving that he was fucking his mom?
I don't know if it's that's proven, but I think about it, bro. I think it is, bro. Why do niggas gotta say Delonte fucking his mom?
I think that damn near is facts, bro.
But I think it's like a video him saying it or something.
Hey, did y'all see that video? LeBron told his mom to sit the fuck down. Yeah. He like sit your ass down. And they was arguing and shit.
Yeah.
Hell no.
They be on LeBron ass.
They do.
LeBron don't give no fuck
since high school though. Literally since this man been in high school.
They've been
hating him.
This is going to kill it, though. When it's all said and done, they got to throw a scandal on LeBron James, bro.
You think they're going to throw a scandal?
They're going to have to. He's undefeated.
He is undefeated.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see the scandal. We got to see one before it's all said and done, bro.
But they ain't going to throw a scandal on that man.
He has to get a scandal.
He never had a scandal.
That's what's going to kill it. He got to get one.
He would never get one.
They're going to throw one on him.
He know that.
He would never give one.
He know that's what they want to do, bro. So not, bro.
You know? No. That's he too smart,
he's not going to give them a reason. They're going to make
no
a reason.
No college education.
No, the day they throw something on Brown.
The man has no college education.
No.
It is a super, super, open up schools. No college education and open up his own school.
Blaze Pizza.
Bro, Blaze, bro, the man is stupid smart. It's sick how smart the man is. He's never been in a scandal.
Nigga, you think you doing something with the podcast? He been had a podcast.
Nigga, his wife is from high school. High school sweetheart.
See what that
family. Mansions.
It is women.
Everybody love me, bro. They write nigger on my garage and shit, hating on me. Bro, they doing everything, trying to tarnish me, bro. And I still play basketball, bro. All I want the niggas to know I'm more than an athlete, bro.
I'm top five scoring.
He said I'm top five dead or alive.
Bro, he top five.
He really my favorite player ever, though.
Okay. I'm my favorite player ever. My favorite player ever, probably KD.
Kobe Bryant.
But I just like basketball so much. I really like all the niggas for real.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, I respect all that game. But KD probably just the best player I ever just seen. I think like 7-1.
I think you like KD just because he's putting on for skinny niggas.
I'm not, he's just 7-1, bro.
He had to say that.
I just got to throw that little biasness out there for him, bro. I think he's going to
be. Bro, he's 7-1. You can't rip
with a strap. Hey, I just, and you know, got them handles.
I just want to tell all the bitches, bro, y'all don't know nothing.
hop on this.
What LeVar Ball said? He said, switch gears anytime.
You can switch gears
anytime. Oh, they framed LeVar.
They did frame him. They got LeVar out there.
No, LeVar was definitely was frisky on that motherfucker. He was frisky.
Bro, he said it before, bro.
Nigga, let Molly Quirm say something to me. Oh, Molly Quirm, we can switch gears anytime you motherfucker want to, too. No, for real.
He didn't mean no harm, bro.
Nah, but he did. Nah. It wasn't no C for him to say that because it made sense.
Yeah.
If it didn't make sense, okay, all right, he was a pervert.
It did make sense.
Hey, man. Nope. Jalen Rose, I think, is married to her.
Damn near. Are they got something going on or something?
No, I think they're married.
Didn't Kobe drop like 81 on his head? Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I seen that commercial. That commercial was funny as fuck.
But really, damn, that's damn near why you got a call Kobe a GOAT. You could say that. Jordan never hit an 80 ball.
I think he had like
Jordan never lost in the finals though, so you gotta just stop that right there.
And now the thing about this though, Jordan literally played his best basketball game in the playoffs.
But nigga, Jordan never had 81, bro.
That's a regular season game. That regular season shit don't mean nothing.
I don't care, bro.
No, literally,
you put me on 81 on you. Listen, tomorrow, nigga.
Put me on the biggest stage, and I'm going to do numbers.
This is 900. Totally off topic. But I don't think Will Chamberlain scored 100 points. I've never seen the footage. That's a myth.
That shit must have been so goddamn easy.
Bro, that's a myth. He probably could have, though, because I did see LaMelo Ball.
Nah, but then how he get 92. He held the shit up with 100, though.
He did, though.
So you think he was capping him a pitcher?
He probably could have been. But they said the nigga had like 55 boards.
Hey, yo, bro, wake up, bro.
Yeah.
You thugging, bro.
Oh,
we've been on this bitch chopping it up. What time is it? I think it's like we probably gonna end at like 45. Do a little 45-minute segment.
You said we ain't even.
You said we could keep going all night,
bro. I could keep going. I could go for 2 days. I just don't.
You said 48 hours.
Come on, bro. I don't want to give him too much, though.
You can't give too much game, man. They ain't gonna know what to do.
All right, for my young pups out there, man, who need some senseis, bro. I'm gonna let them try to drop some P knowledge on you, bro. We ain't gonna give y'all too much though, bro. So last week I was talking about how to be a player, bro. You know, I got a lot of feedback from that, bro. So I got some other minds with me. I'm gonna see how do you really be a P?
Miles, go ahead, bro.
You said all
what's
name drop.
What's the question?
How to be a player one-on-one?
How to be a player
one-on-one. Miles perspective.
This is for training purposes only.
Shit, but no, I really feel like, because when you a P, it could be multiple ways, though. I don't feel like it's about, like, just having multiple women. I feel like being a P is just, like, how you handle situations, you feel me? Like you gotta put yourself in a position, but at the same time, do it respectfully. All right. What should
some things my upcoming players should not do? That's not player. That's not
pillow talk.
Pillow talking.
That's number one. Really? Yeah.
And this is a dinosaur rule.
You said this shit is older than time itself.
This is before Moses.
Why do niggas pillow talk?
It's easy.
Man, insecurity, bro.
You said we got grown ass men that's insecure.
Insecure, yes. Bro.
It's easier to pillow talk.
And like, one thing, bro.
Get what you trying to get out the female, you know?
Yeah. And one thing, bro. Stop hitting up niggas asking if they fucked your bitch, bro. Don't do that ever.
That's not player either.
Don't do that ever, bro. You all the way out the loop if you do that.
That's not player.
I gotta keep it real, man. Back in my younger days, man, I may have breathed down some niggas' necks before, bro.
But shit, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like middle school and elementary, and that shit don't count, bro. You know,
you said real life field.
I'm talking about real life in the field, grown man business. Like if you a kid, you a kid. I'm talking about probably like junior year and up.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. But really not even that.
Probably graduation. Probably
like
18 and up.
Yeah,
high school. Still, you a kid.
Yeah, you still a kid for sure.
Some niggas wasn't a kid. But...
You know, I can't even throw it on. You know, the majority of population.
What's some more shit that you do that's not player?
You can't really be out here sloppy, bro.
What you mean by sloppy?
You just can't be out. You can't be out here sloppy, man. Everything gotta be tight.
You said you got. You said so. Do you cover your tracks, man, or do you?
Man, if they don't get that, they don't get that.
You said, what do you mean?
Man, that's what I'm saying. These young punks be out here get that.
Yeah.
If you can't keep it tight, you not a peep, bro. Yeah, you gotta keep everything tight, bro. You can't be out here sloppy, bro. You can't be out here, everybody knowing your business, bro.
Yeah, nah, for real. No cap.
Now I'm talking about from females and the males, bro.
No cap.
There should be no reason a male should be pillow talking about you because the feet, bro. You gotta have all that tight, man, bro.
Yeah, your business is your business.
Yeah, man. You gotta. That's another rule.
Cause it'd be people over here telling us they whole life story just.
Alright, so what is the consequences if you find out someone is pillow talking or speaking down for some pussy or some shit like that? What should be the consequences?
I mean,
you cut them off.
It depends who it is.
Some niggas gonna say death.
If it's like that, it can't get that deep.
Some niggas gonna say
a lot of niggas die behind pussy.
No.
I think Pac said that.
Nah, Pac, that nigga said, I was just gonna bring up a Pac quote. That nigga said, a soldier dies but once, a coward dies a thousand deaths.
Yeah, not for real though.
For real, I just keep it pushing, man. Fuck him. Really. Because you ain't gonna be blessed to even be in the presence no more, bro.
Infinite pillow talking, bro.
You can't even see me. You feel me?
It really just make you just a stronger man.
So, this is what killed it though. What if you dealing with a female and you may have some sort of trust in her, so you try to put her on game about certain situations, and she takes that game and puts it on another nigga. How do you handle that situation?
I think really most of them do though.
But nah, you know,
because it's a lot of female peas too though. It's really taking over the game though, and niggas becoming soft.
If you would know what, go ahead.
If you fucking with a bitch and you giving her game. So, and she got the game. She really can't have the game if the nigga she fucking with don't have this game. She really downgraded. She really blew it. You know, if a bitch putting another nigga on some game, you know, she really didn't have the game.
I forgot what I was about to say. Oh, yeah. Oh, do y'all think the game... Bunk just said the game has changed, you know? But, you know, my favorite quote is, the players change, but the game remains the same. But the game obviously ain't the same no more.
The game is not the same, bro. The game, it will never be the same. It's social media, bro.
Yeah, social media sure. Killed it.
No, I'm trying to tell you, bro. The game will never be the same, bro.
Niggas take
social media serious. But, like, females take it serious.
Nigga, they think it's a world.
It's like, a nigga could like a female picture and it's a problem.
I don't think a bitch will eat. Unless you gotta post it on Snapchat.
Bro. And with niggas like that too, though. It be niggas that be internet beefing and shit, you know? Instead of doing it in the streets, you know? Niggas will literally post guns and drugs on social media.
Alright, so...
Get it right and say niggas be snitching.
Nigga, you're telling on yourself.
Come on, bro. You moving sloppy, bro.
Yeah, bro. Really being a pee, bro. If you out here being some shit, you not, man. Not being yourself, man.
So what's fake pimping? Fake playing.
Come on, bro. You know what that is.
Come on, tell the viewers, bro.
Bro, they know what it is, bro.
What?
Everybody knows it's because they is.
We really just
know. All these little punks listening.
We really
they fake
pimping.
You said they fake pimping.
Come on, bro. I'm gonna put these niggas on game, bro. If you don't have a car, but you on Snap.
Yeah.
Smoking and driving. Just trying to impress a bitch. She gonna find out eventually.
Yeah.
She gonna get in the car, then you gotta return this car. The crib you was in, you smoking in the room. Bro, your homie crib, bro. You fake pimping, bro. You trying to make it look like you doing something that you not, bro. Just to impress this bitch. So she come over. Here they expose you, bro. Even if she fuck you, bro, she ain't gonna fuck with you. She ain't gonna have $400 for you.
Alright, so...
She ain't gonna have your bonds and have nothing on nothing.
Me and Bunk was talking about this a couple days ago. We was talking about, do niggas do this shit for the bitches, or do they do it for the bread? Do they do it for themselves?
Alright,
so say bitches did not like that thug shit, that, you know, niggas getting money the fast way, all that shit. What bitches did not like that?
what would niggas do? What would niggas go get jobs? Niggas or what would they
be,
do?
Niggas would be around this bitch with a polo button up.
You said they'd be having a job interview Monday if the bitches stopped liking it.
With the fucking, with the little cloth in the pocket.
You said handkerchief and all.
Bro, whatever the bitch is like, that's what the niggas gonna do, bro.
But I feel like, nah, but I ain't finna just sit here and act like it. That shit, that influence everybody, though. Everybody do something for
everybody
the,
want bitches the, everybody want the niggas. Everybody want the biggest bitches. House, the dopest car, and the bat. Niggas literally want the baddest bra.
And it's a difference between like niggas will still be making money the fast way, but you feel me? They'll be trying to be cool with it though, instead of trying to like flaunt that this is what they doing. That's how a lot of niggas get caught. You feel me? Because they flaunting that shit because they think that's cool. Making money is cool. Period. It don't matter how you do it.
As long as you got some ends in your pocket.
For real,
no,
nigga,
for real.
Nigga, I can have make a 25-hour bit. Okay. I'm living like a nigga that's. No cap. Selling, getting QPs.
No cap. I see niggas in jobs. With jobs flourish.
No, literally.
Just in life.
On the cards you deal. Some niggas
good
do jobs, both.
Good jobs, create good careers.
No, some niggas do both.
But also, we talking about the niggas that's in the streets. What do they do it for?
Oh, they really do it for the money.
Are they doing for the bitches?
They do it for the clout. Not even bitches, just clout, period.
That's why I began
that chance. Come with the bitches, though.
But again, chances, most thugs is literally on the internet. Because if you a real thug, real gangster, real out here, bruh, man, you ain't gonna be really on the internet.
You ain't gonna know nothing.
No, literally.
Y'all niggas don't know nothing. And this motherfucker's getting fooled by niggas doing this. And y'all don't know.
I'm one of those niggas.
Dude, niggas got too much faith in the internet. Like, the internet can't get you killed and locked up and all this other
bro,
shit.
The internet is the internet.
Slump.
Slump.
Pathetic.
It's the internet.
You said this how they gonna have the TL.
What do you mean?
This how they gonna have my TL. This porn.
4 a.m. and 4 Wayne, bro. This
bro,
is just going down, bro.
TL on the Twitter, TL. The TL is like the best app, probably.
Bro, nigga, have you ever been out in public, nigga? You just on Twitter, nigga, and all of a sudden you just see some crazy ass.
Oh, God.
You just see a bitch just slurping and gagging and all type of just nasty freak shit, and you just see niggas. Nah, when niggas retweeting like, oh, niggas is freaks.
Bro.
You know that.
He's so in love.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Oh, my.
Hell yeah, I had to check that out, too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Fuck. So, you got any game? We got to give out some game for the females, too, bro. What game y'all got for my females out here?
Man. I think we on the female side.
You know, we got to at least have something for the females, bro. We got to put them on some type of game.
So they not going, bro. It ain't no. That's what
no,
they
going to get.
That's rule number one.
Only two or three is going to listen. That's all we need. We just need that one female P that really got her shit together.
They will never listen.
I don't think they listen, bro.
You don't got no, bro. You got to have more faith than this,
bro. And
then
they listen, but then they just go back to their ways, bro. They not your ways, bro. They ain't really hearing you, bro. I quit a couple weeks ago.
Quit what?
Trying to put women on game.
Well, we can put them on game. Go.
What do you think? What do you think females need? What do you think females need from a nigga in order for her to be on her shit? No. What should be a female's requirement for a nigga?
He gotta just at least have his shit together. You really have to have the shit together. At least a little something.
You said at least a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out of.
Come on, bro.
Because a real female, they don't give a fuck. They really don't give a fuck. They'll sleep with you on the flow. As long as you got a plan, they going to follow you to the end of the earth. This is for them.
Ambition.
This is for them.
If you got some ambition about yourself,
they going to sleep with you on the floor.
They will.
Nah, for real.
Nigga, y'all going to go half on a $2 box.
Nah, for real.
That's what we talking to. We talking for them ones right there. The ones that we need, bro.
Oh, okay. We talking about them.
Those the ones we talking about. We not thinking about. No, bro. We talking about them.
I thought the good, wholesome woman.
The one with dedication and loyalty.
Yeah.
Lioness.
Keep doing what you're doing, baby.
A lioness.
Is it something out there though? Like, is that even?
You said not in the 260.
Is that?
No, it's a few.
It's a few wholesome out there.
They're literally under a rock, like Patrick. What do you? How do you find them?
Hey, and I can't swim.
You said not, and I ain't never been the one to hop in the water.
Hey man, if they under a rock, in Bikini Bottom, I'm in Fort Wayne, man.
And I got my pole, man.
You said you gotta go fishing.
Come on,
but
man.
By the time by the time you catch that fish, you done seen so many other goddamn fish. You thinking all the fish the same? You like this can't See, be this. This fish can't be different from the other fish. They look just alike. No, literally. Not I'm throwing that bitch right back in there.
But really, you know, she don't listen, bro. Really, listening and understanding is the key to a period.
Though. Yeah.
Why don't females listen?
And being realistic.
Like, females and males are different, you know? And it's like, you know, females change too. It's not the same. Like, females used to be more submissive, you know? It's not that no more. Females got jobs like niggas. Females really don't need niggas. So if we talking about them good, wholesome, loyal.
No, this is what he could have done. He didn't even notice what he said. He said niggas. Cause listen, you see other women in other communities, they not getting down like that, bruh. They gonna play their role. They gonna play their role, bruh. Chinese women gonna play their role.
Yeah.
White women gonna play their role. Mexican women gonna play their role. But why would it come to our cultural group, bro? They don't want to act.
When I say niggas, I don't even mean black people. I'm speaking in general.
We all is niggas, but
you know.
But we gotta call out the elephant in the room, bro.
I'm speaking in general.
Bro. We gotta say the elephant in the room.
I don't know, bro. You know how I feel about black women. I feel they more.
The black woman is God.
They, you know, they just
throw that out there.
Yeah, you know they strong. You know,
you said, oh, he on this queen mother of the earth shit.
Shout out to my black women.
You said, shout out to my queens.
I ain't trying with some points.
Shout out to my beautiful brown skinned women.
My melanated goddess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, these niggas catering to the black women for real.
Yeah.
These niggas up to no good.
Come on now. No, but for real, though. Black women, they is like more like that stereotype, but more like they not going for that bullshit.
That's because niggas don't got their shit together.
Niggas don't got their shit together.
If niggas had their shit together...
Black people are so poor in America.
They don't have nothing.
No, black people are so poor in America.
Bro,
like, if we was always living like, you know, like a average... Like
an average citizen, you know...
A normal white man.
You said, no, white middle class type shit. We was even white middle class.
Bro.
Man, it's so goddamn hot.
You know your hair burning.
Bro.
You said she's on fire, Lil Wayne.
You said dump this on your head,
bro. Before I lay down, bro, I'm getting a cold heat dump in. I'm about to go hop in that water.
It's not fair, bro.
You said what?
It's not fair, bro. We didn't deserve this, bro.
Not fair,
bro. But the air was just working yesterday, bro. It's just all good,
nigga. Tomorrow morning, I'm calling the maintenance man. Please,
you said,
we're dying. We've been up all night because we scared to go to sleep.
Not fair. I need 50,000.
He's a hater. He's a hater.
Man, he probably.
Nigga, he's in there playing house.
I'm gonna walk in.
This nigga doing drive by nuts. Hold up. No, bro, this about to be the end, bro. You know, hey, we starting off, man. It's been a good one. Ooh, 53 minutes, bro. Organic, bro. I done told you, bro. That's what they want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, we signing off, man. It's your boy Sand Stacks.
Bunk
Hard.
Miles, man.
And he said we campaign living. All right, I'm gonna see y'all.